Hi, I'm Pastor Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg. I'm your pastor for the day. You'll remember that Elijah, the Old Testament prophet, defeated the 450 prophets of the false god Baal when he had set up a test in front of the people of Israel between the no god Baal and the one true God Almighty. No contest. The people of Israel, who had turned away from God Almighty, turned back, shouting, "The Lord, He is God! The Lord, He is God!" Well, that was a mountaintop experience. But Elijah's spiritual high didn't last long because Jezebel, the king's wife who worshipped Baal, promised to kill him. In fear, Elijah ran until he could run no more. And he lay down and he asked God to take his life. He couldn't take it anymore. He was at the end of his rope. But an angel came to him with food and nourishment so that he could journey to the mountain of God. And there God asked him why he had come. And Elijah protested that he was the only true believer left in the land. I wonder, have you ever felt that way? Have you ever said to God, "I'm the only one that cares about my family. I do all the work around here." Or, "At my job, they just pile the work on me and nobody sees that it's unfair." Or maybe you say, "I see a great need in society that everyone else should see, but I'm the only one who really loves their neighbor." You say these things and you say, "Why doesn't God do something?" God told Elijah to stand in the cave on the mountain. And scripture says, "The Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, the sound of a low whisper." Sometimes we demand that God act, but maybe God just wants us to hear His voice. I had that experience very recently. As I prayed about a particular issue in my ministry, I was aware of how tense I was, how unsettled I felt. And out of nowhere, I heard the words, "Be still, my soul, the Lord is on your side." I can't think of when I last sung that hymn, but there it was, God whispering to me. And with those words, my problem and how I should respond became clear to me. And just between you and me, it was not what I would have chosen, but I was at peace with it. Don't always look for God to be doing in your life, to be working in your life through winds and earthquakes or fires. Listen for God's whispering. Listen with your heart, not with your ears. Hear God's voice in your spirit. God's whispers can be much more transforming in our lives than His spectacular power. Let God speak to you in the whisper heard in humble prayer. Open your heart to listen. "Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side." I'm Pastor Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg. I'm your pastor for the day, and I pray this day will be a blessing to you.